5 years ago, Hamid Karzai was sworn in as Afghanistan's 12th president.
The significance of this day in Afghan history will really depend on what happens in the future. If we deliver to the Afghan people what we promised, this will be a great day. If we don't deliver, this will go into oblivion.
High hopes for Karzai. He's college educated, a former exile, outspoken enemy of both the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. He fought with the Mujahideen. His father was reportedly gunned down by the Taliban, and when he began his administration by removing many of the warlords from his cabinet, experts thought he would pursue aggressive reform. Excitement in Afghanistan 5 years ago, no longer today. On his second inauguration, Hamid Karzai signified the beginning of his second five-year term in office. Here's a taste of the talk from the streets of Kabul.
A country with a corruption is nothing. But if there's no corruption, I mean, that government will be the people government, people will like it, and people will support it. And the government without corruption, it will be a good security, everything will be going well.
The Afghan people thought they were getting a government without corruption 5 years ago. What happened to the reform agenda of Hamid Karzai? To answer that, we're joined by Robert Finn, U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan from 2002 to 2003. He's currently a scholar at the Liechtenstein Institute of the Woodrow Wilson School in Princeton. Also, Dr. Nadir Attash, a former official in the government of Afghanistan. He lived there most recently from 2002 to 2006, and he's also the author of the book Turbulence, The Tumultuous Journey of One Man's Quest for Change in Afghanistan. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So let me go to you first, Robert Finn. When Hamid Karzai first came into office, there was a lot of talk about how he would bring reform to the country and turn around a history of corruption in the Afghanistan government. What happened to the man who was inaugurated 5 years ago?
Well, I always thought that his problem, I was there, of course, in 2002, 2003, before that inauguration, and I thought his problems would begin when he had to become the executive president of the country, and I was hoping that he would mature and grow into the office, and I don't think he has.
So, Dr. Nadir Attash, what about the office does not fit Hamid Karzai? What is he lacking, if he is, to make him an effective president?
I think he lacks the will and the wisdom to carry the office, although he had enough time to grow into the office, but his cozy relationship with the warlords, with unsavory characters, his lax attitude about rule of law and also corruption, I think those are the things, plus his management skills, are things that are haunting us now.
Well, and Celeste rightly points out, I mean, what a fall from grace. I mean, the excitement surrounding Hamid Karzai, right after September 11th was extraordinary, and we're certainly far from that today. I wonder if we could turn it around, though. I mean, if you go back to Babrak Kamal, the leader under the Soviet invasion, Najibullah, the Taliban, the various warlords who ruled in Afghanistan, I mean, you could make the argument, Ambassador Finn, that Afghanistan is simply ungovernable, period.
Well, and lots of people, too, make that argument. The tools were not there for Karzai to govern properly, and most importantly, in my view, and I've been saying this since I was there, is that they have not set up a proper government bureaucracy. They haven't trained government officials. They haven't set up proper salary scales, the kind of things that we did in this country at the end of the 19th century that turned our government from a fairly corrupt system into what we have today, a very uncorrupt governmental system.
Dr. Attash, you know, in the United States, we had a very optimistic view of Karzai, almost a sort of legendary hero's view of Karzai. And I'm wondering, 5 years ago when he was first inaugurated, was that view of him shared by the people of Afghanistan?
Yes, the view was shared by the people of Afghanistan, including myself and a lot of my friends, especially the Afghan-Americans who left their jobs and went to help rebuild the country. However, I think the programs did not started as an ambassador is right, that we did not help Karzai so that he could manage and run the country. I think we needed to, the U.S. needed to sever its ties with the unsavory characters, the warlords. It needed to think about the reconstruction assistance in a very effective way. And most of our dollars are being wasted through the programs that we administer in Afghanistan. So the blame is not totally Karzai. I think we need to share the blame.
Robert Finn, another thing that which strikes me as a contrast is that it's only been a few years since Hamid Karzai was proudly announcing to the international community that they have a lot of development going on in Afghanistan, so that for the first time in years, the economy there was growing. And that's clearly not the case now. So what happened to the development in Afghanistan? Was it the corruption of the government that halted that development, or did the halt in development lead to what's happened with the government?
No, he was correct. There has been a lot of development that has gone on. The per capita income has trebled. There are lots of indices that are good. The problem is that they're not sufficient and that we haven't received the proper return on the money that has been spent in Afghanistan. I agree with Dr. Atesh. His analysis was quite correct. We should have weaned ourselves away from the warlords, and we should have looked at our reconstruction program. We have layers of bidding built into that program that mean that the greater part of the money doesn't get to Afghanistan. All of those things should have been corrected along the way, and they were not.
One quick last question for both of you, and let me start with Dr. Nadir Atash for your answer on this. First of all, can Hamid Karzai turn it around? Can he become the kind of president that he needs to be for Afghanistan? And if so, what's the first thing that he has to do?
I think he can. I strongly believe that Afghanistan is still a winnable situation, but we need to help him, and he needs to help himself also. And also that we need to bring the people of Afghanistan into the picture as well. Hamid Karzai needs to put a very strong and competent team as a first step. And I was watching the inauguration to the wee hours in the night, last night, and he mentioned that. And in fact, when he mentioned that his cabinet and team will be competent, there was applause from the audience, and that was the only time the applause, although he said, let's stop the applause and then do the applause at the end. But the people were so enthusiastic when they heard that the competent government is under formation. And also...
Okay. Well, we're going to have to end it there, unfortunately. That's Dr. Nadir Atash, former Afghan government official, author of Turbulence, and Ambassador Robert Finn joins us as well.